Hello and welcome to the Vet Blast podcast. I am your host, Dr. Adam Christman, Chief Veterinary Officer here at Fetch DVM 360.
You know, in veterinary medicine, we're trying to talking about a lot about pipeline and inspiring future generations of veterinarians and veterinary technicians and professionals. And we're going to chat about a really cool trajectory that you may or may not know that exists out there. And we're chatting with the one and only Michael Natale. How are you, my friend?
Good. How are you? Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. You know, so you're probably like, who is this guy? Well, let's get to learn a little bit about our friend. So Mike has been involved in veterinary medicine for over 10 years. And after graduating from Barry Tech, Mike attended SUNY Delhi and obtained his AAS in veterinary medicine, veterinary science, technology. After completion, he continued his education and obtained his BS in science, technology, and sociology with a double minor in business management and economics. Wow. Wait, I need to stop for a second. Tell me why. I know, I think that's fantastic. Tell me what made you want to do that.
So I always had a passion for veterinary medicine and caring for animals, of course, which is where my vet tech degree came into play. But I also always had a passion for creating a better work environment for those in veterinary medicine, which is why I also wanted to get a degree within like the business management, economics, improving, you know, the overall business side of things within our field.
That's awesome. It's fantastic. Well, we always need to learn more about business and vet med. So I think it's wonderful. So his experiences in veterinary medicine ranges from primary care, specialty medicine, and business leadership. Mike also holds certification in BLS, ALS, CPR, laser therapy, and NYS certified teacher. He currently is a veterinary medicine teacher at Barry Tech, practices a per diem LVT, and is hiring manager at VEG. In his free time, you'll find Mike Natale out surfing, skiing, biking, at CrossFit, or hanging out with friends and family. My goodness. It's quite a bit. It's fantastic. All right. Yep. I love seeing the work-life integration, you know, that you get to, you work hard, but you also do a lot of great things outside of what you're doing for a living too. That's awesome.
Super important.
And so, you know, you got involved with CTE education and, you know, this is something that I kind of heard about, but before we recorded this, you were schooling me up on this. And I said, oh, I think our listeners would really like to learn more about what CTE education is and why do you students choose that route to attend CTE education rather than say the traditional high school route?
Yeah. So for starters, what is CTE, right? I think a lot of people don't even know what that stands for. So CTE stands for career and technical education. And typically a lot of these students who are attending these programs don't necessarily want to sit in the typical classroom within the high school setting. So, you know, geometry, English, social studies classes. So they want to attend a school where they can actually learn about a trade or an industry that they wish to pursue following graduating from high school. And that ranges from, you know, veterinary medicine, dentistry, nursing, aviation, culinary, things like that.
So do they still have to take their like any prerequisites or any other classes concurrently? Like, are they taking biology and languages and the CTE education?
Yeah. So the days split up typically year one and year two, right? So year one, you may be coming for 2 hours of the day to us. And then the two other hours of your day is spent at your home school, taking your social studies, your English or your math. However, depending on your program, you actually get credits for math, English, science, which are what my students currently obtain while enrolled in my program.
Okay. Awesome. And where is the CTE location? Or where's your CTE location?
CTE locations, there are several of them. My specific location is located at Nassau Boces Barry Tech in Nassau County in Westbury, New York.
Okay. Excellent. And so what are the age groups that you have?
Yeah, so my students range anywhere from 16 to 18 years old.
And I love this too, Mike, because, you know, we were just chatting earlier about the hook of saying like, listen, we're trying to inspire and educate, you know, students interested in veterinary medicine How many of those students go on to pursue veterinary technician, assistant, vet school, et cetera? What does that look like?
Yeah, so each year it's a little bit different on the number scale. I typically have anywhere from 17 to 23 students in my class. And those after graduation, at least half of them go on to pursue a veterinary medicine degree of some sort, whether that just be veterinary technology or a pre-med or pre-vet degree with the goal of getting to vet school.
Right. Okay. So that's fantastic. So then, so they have the opportunity to, you know, see like, oh, I like this. I want to go a little bit further and advance my skills that way. Right.
Exactly. Exactly.
And is it pricey to students? Like how much does this typically cost the students?
So the nice thing about CTE programs, at least within New York State, is the state pays for the student. Okay. So the students or parents don't have to pay anything out of pocket.
Wow.
It's completely
fantastic.
Yeah,
I did not know that actually. Wow. And so what are some of the topics that are taught in the program?
Yeah, so in my CTE program in veterinary science, I teach anything from anatomy and physiology, pharmacology, radiology, surgery, emergency medicine, parasitology and pathology. Everything that you can think of, I teach it. Maybe not on such an intense college level. Course level, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I think it's great that they get to like dabble in, you know, a little bit of this, a little bit of that to see what they like. In, out of curiosity, what has been one of the easiest things, or I would say, let's do like what's been the easiest, what do you find the students being most challenged on in that program?
Challenge pharmacology for sure. Really? They definitely okay. struggle with that the most, as most people do, to be quite honest. Easiest, I would have to say, would be anatomy. However, it is challenging for them. They just love learning about it because yeah. they can also relate to like the body looking at themselves.
I was going to ask a second to that, like what is they find most intriguing, but I would assume it would be anatomy because it's just so fascinating when they're at that young level trying to figure out, oh my God, this is so cool, right?
Because we can relate to like it so much, like looking at our bones, you know, our animals do have a lot of the same bones. So
right.
breaking it down to making them really understand that it's very similar. So don't think too hard about it. Just relate it to yourself and then think about an animal.
I mean, when I went back to high, I wish something like this was there for me when I was in high school, because I knew I wanted to be a veterinarian since I was in elementary school. So I think it would have been fantastic. But the fact that they're offering these types of programs around the country, I think is phenomenal. And I think to the listeners, if you know someone, your friends or family are interested, look into these CTE programs. Where can people find out about CTE programs?
Yeah, so CTE programs, a student can speak directly to their homeschool guidance counselor. They typically know about it. You can also do a simple Google search for your area and look for trade schools or CTE programs in your area.
Nice. And are there certifications that are earned?
Yeah, so in my specific program, my students do earn a level one veterinary assistant certification. They also earn a basic life support CPR through Recover.
Wow, that's fantastic. And do they get, did you say that they get credits for this program that go towards future?
Yep. So in the past, every university is a little different with their partnership, but we do have partnerships with Mercy College, SUNY Delhi, working on LAU currently.
Nice. And how did you hear about the program?
I was actually a student in my class way back when I was in high school, and I found out about it through a friend, and I attended the program. I loved the program. During my senior year of high school, I actually told my teacher at the time that I wanted her job. I said I was going to go to school for this, and I want to be the person that you are one day, because she was inspiring to me. Ms. Terry Kaplan, amazing. She taught me so much before even getting into high school, college.
Yeah. And you know what makes you so passionate about it now, because I could hear it in your voice, I could see it, that you absolutely love doing this. So what is your why?
I just find it amazing that students in 11th and 12th grade of high school just have that drive. They want to be there. You can just see it in their faces that they want to learn everything and anything. The questions that they ask me, they're really thinking about that topic and want to understand exactly how that applies to, you know, everyday life. And I give them real life situations, and just seeing them achieve makes me happy.
Right. And think about this pipeline that you're building out for our profession. I just think that's fantastic. And talk about, I don't want to call it an alternate path, because it's not, but I want to share this story with you too, Mike. I taught the veterinary assistant program at our community college for about, like, I think 7-8 years now. And some of these students, they were not like your typical that wanted to sit in the classroom, learn about algebra, whatever. They were very hands-on. And probably you will appreciate this, and I love it, is there's a moment in these kids' lives in the semester or whenever program it is, they have this light bulb moment that just switches. And that was my why and they would shadow me at my hospital too. So I would have them, and so they're really hands-on, and they're trying to learn, like we just talked about immunology, and here's our why, here's our vaccinations. We're talking about core versus non-core vaccines. And I just figured, I just thought that was just so powerful to see these students to say, like, thank you, Dr. Kristen, for giving me a job, making me feel invigorated that I have purpose. And I'm sure you must get so much feedback from your graduates, right?
Yeah. So a lot of my students actually go off and get jobs in vet hospitals and go on to further their education. And they come back and they tell me, you know, maybe it is a current student, and they tell me about a case that they saw over the weekend. I saw a cystotomy, or I saw a splenectomy done, and I knew everything about it because you taught me it. Or some of my students that are currently at a university getting their vet tech degree, and they came back telling me, thank God you taught me all about anatomy, because I went in with a little bit of confidence in comparison to some of these students who didn't go to a CTE program.
Right. Yeah, I mean, just the big thank yous, and the fact that your students are already knowing about the different types of careers in vet med. I think that's so powerful, that you can be a veterinary technician, assistant, a VTS, and yes, learning about like CPR and all those different careers, right?
Yeah, for sure. And a lot of them want to go into other sectors of veterinary medicine. It's not, they understand that it's not just a straight path to maybe vet tech or DVM. They have other opportunities out there.
Right. Awesome. So where can listeners learn more about CTE, and where can they learn more about you?
Yeah, so you can definitely research CTE in your local area, CTE programs, or at your high school. And if they have any questions or want to learn more about my pathway, my CTE program, feel free to follow me on Instagram at the Vet Med Teacher. Message me. I'm always willing to answer any questions.
So wait, before you leave, I want to share with you about your Instagram, everybody, because it really is very, very good. It's what caught my attention with a couple great videos. Well, you have a lot of great videos, very educational content to the listeners that are tuning in. Share them with your teams, because Mike breaks down very basic things that sometimes can be complicated, but it takes away a little bit of that fear, and knowing that, like me, I'm such a visual learner, and your videos are like really engaging that way.
Yeah, and that's exactly the whole point of why I do what I do, is to make people feel more comfortable and confident in those skills.
Yeah, excellent. Well, Mike Natale, thank you so much for being on. The listeners, wait, hold up, everybody. So Mike's going to be speaking and joining with us at our Fetch conferences coming up this year and next year as well. And he's doing really great work in this profession. I'm so proud of all the great work you're doing. So thank you for all you do.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Of course. And thank you to our friends for tuning in. Don't forget to rate today's podcast. Helps us out significantly. Continue to do great work out there. And we'll see you next time right here on the Vet Blast Podcast. Take care, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the Vet Blast Podcast with me, Dr. Adam Christman. Tune in next time. Remember, take care of your animals and always stay pawsome.